new jerseys today. Just get those in?
Yeah, we got them. I was away, so took a little bit to get them to the guys, but I think everyone's seen them around the guys, wherever they are, have them, and you know, I guess we're all on the same team right now, so should be wearing the same jerseys.
Another sign of unity, perhaps?
Yeah, it's good. It's nice to, you know, to get our brand out there and you know, to show some unity. So just another thing we're going to do during the lockout.
The meeting's supposed to be underway today. They're hoping some traction and maybe continuing into the weekend. Reason for optimism or any sense of things?
Well, I think it's great to hear that, you know, they agreed to talk, and you know, anytime there's communication, hopefully it leads to something. I think, you know, there's probably still a long way to go, but talking is a start, and you know, you're not going to get anywhere just sitting there waiting. So it's nice to hear that they're going to talk, and hopefully it leads somewhere.
You mentioned earlier that you wanted to look at other options and trying to get playing competitive hockey. Anything close for you?
All right, now I'm going to wait a little bit to see where this all goes. I'm staying here. My wife's still working in Winnipeg, so it makes more sense for us to be right here right now. But, you know, I'll keep a tab on what's out there and play it by ear.
With the AHL camps getting underway on Monday, this is going to be a smaller group beginning of next week. How will that affect things?
Yeah, we're losing a few guys, but, you know, we're lucky here. We got JP to run the ice for us, and he gives us a great skate, so just make his job a little harder trying to find stuff for only, you know, probably about 10 guys to do.
The exhibition games, the rest of them went by the wayside yesterday, Andrew, and it doesn't take rocket scientists to figure out, you know, it'll be only a few more days before some of the openers of regular season are in jeopardy. Does that make you guys feel any different, how you're approaching this now?
No, I think we have the same mindset, you know, all along, and I've said it before. I think we knew this was going to be their play in the negotiation, is waiting till, you know, till we miss games, and unfortunately, you know, we saw this coming, and you know, now we're just kind of in the wait and see mode, and hopefully they step up and actually start negotiating.
Jonathan Taves, you were here the other day, so we didn't get a chance to ask you, but he was pretty outspoken earlier this week. As a fellow NHL captain, did that raise an eyebrow with you in any way, shape, or form?
No, I don't think so. You know, Johnny's a passionate guy and speaks from his heart, and I think that's genuinely how he feels. And I think, you know, that goes across the league pretty strongly for guys, and how, you know, they've seen what's going on with the negotiation and how this has been their play from the start, and it doesn't sit well with the players. You know, their original offer, you know, even from that aspect, was somewhat disrespectful for, coming from our end. And you know, we wanted, I think you saw in our proposal, we started off with a place where we thought we could negotiate in good faith and really get a deal done. And I thought where they started off, you know, they really didn't have any intention.
As a player who's been through negotiating a contract or two in the past, is this just an extension of that, what you go through individually as players every time you go through a contract negotiation? Is this more of the same thing?
I think so, but...
Does it help to prepare you for something like this?
Yeah, but I think as players, you go through good negotiations and bad negotiations. And, you know, for me, I had one where I went through with Atlanta, and, you know, I wasn't comfortable and I wasn't happy with the way negotiations went, and I ended up taking a one-year deal. You know, and then I went through another one with Winnipeg where I thought it was fair and they thought it was fair, and it ended up being a great situation. So I think it's the same kind of thing here. As players, that's all we're looking for is something fair. And, you know, we hope that, you know, they can come back and realize that, you know, just trying to grind us down for everything we got isn't the right way to go.
Some fans are surprised how serious you guys are. And what I mean by that is that you haven't budged on the 57%.